Okay.
I'm calling to order this regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Amherst Recreation and Park District on this Thursday, May 10th, 2018.
Director Torlakson.
Here.
Director Garcia.
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Here.
Director Hudson.
Here.
Let the record show Director Hoagland is absent.
Randy, would you like to lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I'm not marked out.
All right.
She hasn't said it yet.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Okay, moving along. Do I have an approval of the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Okay, do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hoagland is absent.
Moving along to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Let's say you, board members.
I move that we accept the consent calendar.
Thank you, Hoda. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Lupe.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
The record show Director Hoagland is absent.
All right, moving on to presentations. We have a presentation by Ma Bev Potts of the Bay Point Youth Academy. She's a supervisor of that academy. She's got an update for us. Hit it.
I'm actually going to set this up for her.
Okay.
Before Ma Bell comes up and gives her presentation, first I just want to say good evening to the board, to the staff, and to the guests. Thank you for having us to come here and share information about youth program. We're really excited to share with you about the updates and the progress of the Bay Point Youth Academy. And the program is an initiative of the Bay Point Fellows, the San Francisco Foundation, Koshland staff, in direct partnership with Amherst Recreation and Park District and the Team Center. And I am real proud to announce that we have yet another successful youth program for the youth in Bay Point. So at that point, at this time, I'd like to introduce Ma Bell to come up and give her presentation.
I'm a little short, so good evening. Yes, my name is Mabel Paz, and I have been coordinating the Bay Point Youth Academy, which is in collaboration with the Teen Center, for the past 6 months. Our academy consists of the four main pillars on our logo: leadership, exposure, community service, and collaboration. We do have, currently have 10 students enrolled, and we meet every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday after school from 3:30 to 6. I've created a curriculum in which there are activities, projects, leadership training, life skills, guest speakers, field trips, and more, which all support the academy outcomes and goals. The youth are extremely driven, very motivated, and always strive for more, so it makes it really exciting for me to take part in this position and lead them and provide these positive influences, right? I have created a video so that you guys can get a glimpse of how active the youth are and what they take part in. So go ahead and enjoy. You want to move? You want to switch seats?
I'll watch. Okay.
Thank you.
picture.
Yeah, it's so great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Mabel.
Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's times like that that really make you know why you come every month, right?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to number six, the general manager's report.
Well, that's a hard act to follow. Whatever I say is going to be a letdown, isn't it? Just to let the board know that our recreation specialist, Lori Shalafo, is working with volunteer groups for baseball, and they are volunteering in exchange for using our facility, which we encourage use and people in the park. They're going to do some serious renovation out at our baseball fields here at Ambrose Center Park. And they're two separate groups working cooperatively, and looks like we're going to be able to get some baseball back at our facility. We had the Junior Giants last year. These groups represent a little older group of youngsters, but the people behind this actually have memories of playing at those fields when they were youngsters, so they want to revitalize it. So she's working towards that, and I'll have more for the board later. Just a reminder, Memorial Day weekend on May 26th, the pool opens. So it'll be our second year of a renovated pool. Lessons begin June 18th after school is out. So we're looking forward to another fruitful aquatic season. Got all choked up about that one, didn't you? We conducted our pre-bid meeting, our mandatory pre-bid meeting for landscape maintenance. We had three companies present for that, answered some questions. I did send out an addendum to the RFP clarifying some things, but looks like we're going to have some responsible bidders bidding on the landscape maintenance, so that's very encouraging. Also, I met with some contractors for the ADA access project that we have in cooperation with the county elections division. So we have waiting for the door component to the project, but we do have a contractor for the cement portion in the waiting, waiting for the project to begin. Our office assistant started. That was a board approved position to help Mary Jane through the busy months. And she's been working out fantastic, and Mary Jane's getting a lot done in her office right now, stuff that's been, you know, kind of sitting at the waiting for, you know, additional labor, so that's...
She's great, too.
Yeah, and she's
very
been really
fast
good.
Learner.
Really
Love
good. I did meet with the East County Regional Group. If you remember, they're the ones that went around to our park and made the assessments.
Oh, yes.
So I had kind of an initial meeting. Their hopes are to come to the June meeting with their findings and request. During the presentation to me, they presented a kind of an executive summary indicating that our parks do need maintenance. We're aware of that with some of their recommendations. But they're focusing primarily on two parks. One is Ambrose, the other is Lynbrook. At Lynbrook, they were asking for ADA compliant swing and a fountain. At Ambrose, the primary park that they're looking at, they would like the lower restroom next to the picnic area to be rehabilitated and a drinking fountain be installed there. So those were their initial asks. That may change between now and the time they come to the board. But I just wanted to report to you the conversation that I had with them initially. And finally, I applied for a grant again for the San Francisco Foundation, the Caution Division, and we were awarded a $60,000 grant. For our teen program, so they continue to support the district and our community, which is just outstanding. So that'll be coming to the board for acceptance at the June meeting. And that's all I have.
Thank you so much.
Pretty good.
That's awesome.
That was a
great
job.
You did a good job.
You
did really, really good.
All right, legal counsel report. We haven't heard from you in a long time, sir. But there is none. So we move on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do we have any for Chris to speak on?
No.
Okay, so moving on, Board Matters. Individual wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the Chair. Please address the Board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. 9A, review the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2018-2019 and provide staff with direction.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Before I turn it over to Mary Jane, I just wanted to highlight some of the things that are in the staff report. There are three items of significance in the change. It's normally a status quo budget. The Board is aware that we kind of operate from year to year with a status quo budget because we're lacking any change in our revenues now and for the foreseeable future. Any monies that we have saved from the last fiscal year, we accumulate that in a reserve fund, and then the Board can designate those reserves as deemed necessary. We're allocating an additional $27,000 for trees, as I've been reporting to this Board throughout the year. Trees are becoming a greater problem. It's very expensive to take care of the trees. We want to do some preventative maintenance this year, try to get to some trees before they fall. Right now we're waiting for them to either be felled or in very, very close to being dropped. So, and we've had some significant winters, so we need to stay ahead of that. We're increasing the PG&E at the pool by $5,000, and again, the pool is going to be a little bit of a moving target for the first few years of operation until we fine-tune the budget for that. And just wanted to indicate that we're maintaining a reserve at a minimum of 20% according to the policy established by the Board. So that's nice that we have a healthy reserve. Also, you know, almost parenthetically, I just wanted to indicate that we have an operating budget, and money's falling outside of that operation budget we've been using for capital projects. And the capital projects are generally being guided by putting out fires, finding things as they happen in our aging infrastructure. We do have an engineer's report on our parks that can guide us in some of the things that need immediate attention and things that can be handled down the road. But just to give you an idea of what we're looking at, the facilities assessment completed by the engineer in 2016 indicated there were almost $12 million in projects, deferred maintenance or maintenance foreseeable within the next 10 years, and that includes an ADA transition plan. That's a lot of money, considering the fact that the district has, aside from the 20% operation reserve, we have about $325,000 set aside for capital projects. So proportionally, that we're kind of a long ways away. We're hoping that there will be some influx of money from local development that's going on and the sale of Clearland property. But at the time being, you know, we're you know, just kind of being very cautious about how we assign our expenditures, understanding that things can go sideways rather quickly here in an aging with the aging infrastructure. Besides that, I will let Mary Jane talk to you about some of the notes that she had regarding the operation budget.
The notes are pretty explanatory. The ones that I'd like to point out, the property taxes this year look like we're getting more than last year. So I did budget an extra 50, but that's conservative. Hopefully it'll be more than that. We can always hope. As Doug said, the pool is, we're still in our initial stages in that. So until a few years have gone by, we won't know really how much it's going to cost us or how much we're going to take in. I know we have, Lori has a Kaiser grant for free swim lessons for low income and for $5,000, I think. And that helps a lot. And it lets the kids get used to that pool, which is great. Under the expenses, I got a promotion to senior accountant in July this year, and in January, full-time people receive their performance reviews, and I did get a raise. I had not had a raise in about 11 years, so it was, and not that, you know, it was nice to get a review. I hadn't had a review either, so I wanted to let you know that that's why there was an increase there. Debbie received a raise also in January with her review. And then the part-time office assistant we have, hopefully she will, and it seems like she wants to, come back in March next year, because I am retiring at the end of June next year. So she will be working, she's learning a lot while she's here till the end of August. And then she'll be back in March and work part-time through the end of June, and then she will take over my full-time, and I'll be available part-time at least for the summer to get through the audit, because that will be her first one to, I mean, she'll see some this year, but anyways, and I'll always be, I told Doug, I'll be on call, I'll be, you know, ready to help her any way I can, because it is the position is, the duties I have are so, yes, they vary a lot. There are some things you do once a year, some things you do once a quarter, some things you do the election every 2 years, some things you just, so she's gonna need help, and that's fine. I have no problem with that, but she is doing very well. She did work for City of Pittsburgh before too, so she's, it's gonna be great. And she helps Debbie, she's learning how to do all the rentals and the registration for the classes and everything on the new program, so that's great. As I said, Alfredo and Raul are now full-time, and they've been here a year, and so they get retirement, so that's why that increased, no problem. The professional services this year, it was nice, we did not need our, the one amount is the large amount of that is like $7,000 for the auditor. The rest is our computer IT guy. And it depends on how much we need him and where that account goes up and down. And it was good this year. I think we were gonna be under our budget, so. The attorney fees, happily, we have had a lot fewer fees this year. It's been a nice quiet year, actually. So,
I don't know if that's happy.
I know that you're happy, but we're really happy. No, we appreciate your work, but anyways. The county added some property taxes that on our actual property, we pay property taxes. I don't understand it, but we do. And there was a... there was an increase on, I believe it's the Ambrose tax bill, and
the Ambrose assessment.
Yes. Well, no, not the assessment. It was something else, and it doesn't really specify, so I don't know really why. But it was quite a bit. It was like $3,000. So, anyways. I probably have to find out what that's about. They did reimburse us. We did pay on two of the county parks. They were only like $90 or something, but they did reimburse us for two of them. So that's first year. I think maybe they caught up and figured out we don't need to pay on those. But anyways, let's see. The workers, they're... Alfredo received a raise in January also. We have two full-time people there and a part-time person. Phil helps during the winter on special projects and what. Now, Raul was out for a couple months this winter, so he took his place pretty much and helped us out. But he works for the pool, and he's a pool maintenance person in the summer. So, but the... and I added an account for the community garden. And it's not a lot, but I just feel like if they need something that they can't handle or whatever, we should be able to, I mean, it is our garden, we should be able to help out and budget some there, which we did. It's the neighborhood neighborhood parks, that the county parks, which are our parks really, they're not the county's, but it's easy to call them that. The irrigation system is very old on all of them. The playgrounds are very old on all of them. And they are, except for Limber Park, they're all on Golden State Water, so it's very expensive. And once a sprinkler head goes out or there's a leak or whatever, it costs a lot, one, to get it fixed, and the water bill just goes up. And it was pretty bad this year. We had a lot of breaks. He can tell you that. But it's that and the trees. The trees, we had Boger Park, we had two trees taken down, or one tree.
Six trees?
Six. Oh, shoot.
I saw three, so that.
And there was another, what other park that we were, was it Viewpoint? One of them, we had another tree taken down. Anyway, the Ambrose Park trees are really bad. They're really old. The ones there are old. The slide out at Limbrook Park broke. We just got that finally put in this week. It took a lot. It took, how many guys were working out there?
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, we had four or five guys working out there, plus the expense. We had to buy parts. We had to rent equipment to get the thing in. It was expensive. But all, you know, we're going to have to be looking at that, especially for the county parks, because the playgrounds have not been changed for a really long time. So, anyhow, and the pool, we spoke about that. The capital, like Doug said, we budgeted $27,000 for trees, tree maintenance, because it's here, it's there, it's at all. Did anybody have any questions on any of this?
Oh, please share. I really want to say position here on parks on the board, maintenance management, the staff, the potholes in the parking lot, thank you so much. It means a lot because I come here a lot. And you know, I really enjoy here, and I don't want to hear the boom boom, you know, but it's, I think this one looks like it's going to work, whatever you put in there. Thank you. The Lindbrook Park, I really have to say thank you. It was so interesting to have the kids look at all the stuff that they were doing for their park, and they would sit, and they're so cute. I should have took pictures. They're so cute. They sit there and they watch them work, and that was such the most important thing in our park. The kids are all sitting on the grass, and they're all watching everybody work. It was so cute. I mean, I just came over there, and I went home, got some water, started handing out water and stuff, because it was really, really darling.
That's
to see
nice.
All the big machines, and my grandson's only two, but I was trying to explain. I had to go to the library and get some books about all the machines that they were working on, and he knows what a tractor is. He's learning what one of those big things that you guys got to put the holes in. It was just really, really interesting. Well, for my neighborhood, it was. I also want to say, because you did give a report about Alfredo, I'm really proud of that because he is a hardworking man. He has his heart and soul.
Who did you say, Bravo?
Alfredo.
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 Oh,
and I think you guys are doing a wonderful job. Really, really good, and I'm really proud to be on this board and to report that. It's just really great. But those are my comments.
Thank you. Uh-huh. We appreciate it.
Have any after the chair?
Yep.
Please.
Great report.
I have one question though. The staff for the pool, does that include the lifeguards?
The lifeguards are actually, we contract with the city of Pittsburgh, and they pay the lifeguards, and then at the end of the summer, they invoice us for their time, and we pay them.
So it's not in the budget yet, but we will be putting that later.
Yeah. It should be under staff, and it runs around $14,000 last year, I think, for all the things. I think it's in the budget. It's just not specified. It's under staff.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That already includes
yeah.
yes.
The lifeguards. Yes, okay. Brief report, thank you.
I met Steve and Mary Jane from Doug, and again, Mary Jane, you make it easy to understand
thank
what
you.
We need to understand. And good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, from being on the budget committee from before, I love how you highlight everything with the asterisk and the red. It makes it really easy for your eyes to see what you need to see. Yeah. So thanks again, MJ, for
sure.
keeping us on track and letting us know so we don't have any surprises. Now,
yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Good job to the budget committee.
Also, one more question. So are the raises like across the board? Like 3% or is it
no it's specific. Well, it is 3% because our steps go up 3%. But not everybody got one. It was the full-time people.
And is it a merit increase of some sort?
Yeah, so the way it works in most municipalities,
yes.
and there are steps, some are 5 steps, ours is 4. Some ranges are 5% increments, ours are 3%.
Okay.
And it's merit based. It's based on the evaluation that the employees by policy get in January every year.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're eligible, if they haven't reached their top step, they're at step 1, 2, or 3, they're eligible for a 3% step increase contingent upon a successful review. This hasn't been being done for a long, long time. When I got here, I was surprised to see that. Employees that have been here for 10 plus years should have reached their top steps some time ago. And in some cases, employees will be reassigned or, in essence, get a promotion, as Mary Jane did. And again, you can start them, you know, by policy somewhere on that range, 1 to 4. Again, we had employees here not at their top step that have been here for 15 years. So what we've been doing is making it right. I mean, it's obviously not the right thing for an organization to do is to have somebody stagnant in their wages as, you know, the cost of living. And that's really what it's about. It's merit-based, and I think we're up to date on all of our employees now in evaluations and their proper position within their salary schedule. So
you have a good staff, they can deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really important too in your district that's as small as us and we don't have that many employees to make sure that we compensate them fairly. And I don't, as far as I can tell, we don't compensate anyone to the upper limits for the area that we're in. So it seems to
yeah.
me that.
And there was a salary survey done.
Don't complain about it.
Yeah, the board approved a salary survey prior to me getting here, and it indicated that the staff here is about 50% under what the average is in the area. So
I remember that from our interim GM.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's amazing that we have so much loyalty from your staff, our staff, and whatever we can do for them, I'm glad that we do. So thank you so much.
And we thank you.
All right. Good job.
And we thank
God. Okay, moving on. Let's see. Public hearing, there is none, but we do have a closed session. So we are going to
we have another item.
Yeah.
The election resolution.
She's trying to hurry us along, isn't she? Okay. All right, 9B. Consider approval of Consider approval of resolution 1718-02 ordering even year board of director election, consolidation of elections and specifications of the election order. Thank you, May.
Okay. The resolution, the county election department sends a packet and they give a sample resolution, so that's pretty much what they say. We did put in, I think they said the fee is going to be $257 or something, so I think I put $250, but before I got the other amount. But yeah, it's pretty much the same every 2 years.
Do you have any questions or comments on this, board?
No.
Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the resolution number 17-18-02, ordering even year board of directors election, consolidation of elections, and specifications of the election board.
I second.
Who seconds? Lupe? Okay. And I would like to thank Chair Hudson for finding my errors.
Did you see my new moniker?
Yes, yes, which is true.
That's good.
Yeah, and thank you, because I got it changed and sent in time.
Of course.
Pull the book.
Oh, yes, okay. Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torligson.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hoagland is absent.
Okay, and we still don't have a public hearing, and now we're on to 11, closed session. So we are going to be going into closed session on a matter of anticipated litigation under Government Code Section 54956.9D4. We are adjourning to
Thank
yes.
You.
Sir.
I
thank
just
you.
Have to give the announcement coming out of closed
yes.
session, and I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. All right, so we are opening the meeting again from our closed session, and there was no final decision has been made on the matter. So, moving along.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kurt. Any reports?
I would like to say something. I was at the MAC meeting, and I was very impressed by how Ms. Lori conducted herself, the way that she answered. I am just, my hat is totally tossed to her. And I thought she might have been here, because I do have some flowers for her. But I will bring them tomorrow. But I really want to say thank you. She is a wonderful person, and she has done wonders here at Amrose Park and Rec. And kudos to her, definitely. And she just stuck right in there. And I'm very, very proud of her. And that's what I wanted to say about Lori. Thank you.
Thank you, Director.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to touch on that, too. I mean, she was put under fire more than once. You know, everything was, and she took it and smiled and answered the questions. She was awesome. So, good job.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? How about you, Director?
Oh, I just wanted to let everyone know that you will be emceeing the Memorial Day ceremony, and I have your script right here.
Thank you.
Which
you.
I prepared. And we are still in planning mode, and of course a lot of things are still being worked out, but we are excited, because this is could be the last one, but we're hoping that maybe it'll continue on if we have the right resources for it.
I've been spreading the word that this might be the last one, so people know that if they've been meaning to step up and they haven't,
mm-hmm.
now's the time to do it. So,
yeah.
Show your colors.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Director Torgson.
Also, there's a...
Yeah, I was just going to say that this Saturday, we had previously had a community mural project that had been canceled because the muralist had a death in the family, and it's been rescheduled until this Saturday, and it's at Shore Acres, and it's going to be really fun. It starts at 9, goes to 9 and 2. You can show up anytime, but it's going to be awesome. It's a collaboration between the library system, and so it's based on a book. The mural's based on a book, so they're going to have the book there free. They're going to distribute it to the kids, and then there's music and craft booths and, I think the art, even the author's going to do part of the book reading, so, and then painting, of course, so I hope, anybody you know in your neighborhood that might like to come, this would be a really good, neighborhood thing to do, so I hope everyone comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And does anybody have anything they want on next month's agenda? Let me know. Okay.
No.
Do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn.
Second
it.
Awesome, May. Thank you. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Good job.
You want to go around this time?
Mm-hmm.
There's some initials missing. Are they your initials? I don't know.
Yeah, my initials.
It's a bunch of them.
Oh, you know what? I went back from
Who's that?
This.
You gotta grab Trina to sign these and sign that.
I might go. I have to see.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be there. This was because last time.
This time, like, okay.